By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, it runs too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. So I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright.
That's right! I'm your Uncle Nutsy! Roxy. And boy, oh boy, are we gonna have some big fun today, huh, kids? Well, let's walk on over and see who's in our kitty corner. Hi, what's your name?
Billy.
Billy what? Okay. Uh-oh, you know who that is? That's right, it's your pal, Bobo the Clown! Yay! Hey, Bobo, wanna play a game? Okay, look up, look down, now look at Mr. Frying Pan. Uh-oh, Bobo, fall down, go boom. Upsy-daisy. Say, Bobo, what's wrong? Oh, I bet I know. You're hungry, aren't you? Well, I know just what you want. Clowns and kids alike can't resist the mouth-watering, lip-smacking taste of Mrs. Hockenberger's butter cookies. Right, Bobo? That's right. And hey, Mom, they're nutritious, too. Just look at how much Bobo here likes them. Mmm, that's good. And don't forget, kids, there's a nifty surprise inside every box of Mrs. Hockenberger's... Uh-oh. Bobo's been eating Yappy's dog treats. That's right, Yappy's dog treats. Your dog will love that real liver and tuna taste with just a hint of cheese.
Wait a minute!
My hands! My hands!
Shane McMahon just got introduced to the steel ring steps. Stone Cold Steve Austin. He catches another strike. And another straight right to the throat, right to the neck of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What's going on over here?
Donald Trump is in a world he is not familiar with. This is not real estate. This is the WWE.
Donald Trump may have to get his hands dirty himself. He may have to throw a set and get involved here. Hey, look at this! Donald Trump!
Donald Trump!
Oh, my God!
The hostile takeover of Donald Trump on Vince McMahon has happened at WrestleMania 23.
I didn't think he would do it. I just was suggesting it, but Donald Trump did it. He laid hands upon. Oh, wait a minute.
A loss of ducks. Stone Cold. Stunner's in Mamba.
Oh,
lastly with a spear. Lastly with a spear. Will it be? Yes, it is. Lastly wins.
Here is your winner, Bobby Lashley.
And the realization of losing his hair has just engulfed Mr. McMahon.
This barber chair that must have belonged to a mighty bad barber.
Please don't cut my hair.
Straps for your arms.
Please, I don't deserve this.
And a seatbelt for your waist.
I don't deserve this, damn it.
My dentist has a chair like that, but I've never seen a barber chair.
Uh-oh. Austin restraining McMahon is begging.
No, don't do this to me.
For a reprieve.
Come on, Bobby, let's go.
Love to hear what Mr. McMahon is saying. Oh no!
Oh
no!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Trump and Lashley shaving Mr. McMahon bald.
I don't know. Don't do this to me.
I can hear Mr. McMahon screaming over here in ringside, JR.
Oh no! Stop it, don't! You're gonna make me look like a focus!
Oh no, no, please!
No, my God, no!
Donald Trump actually doing the honors himself!
Oh, God.
One billionaire shaving another billionaire's head.
And King, one of the great mysteries of life, has just been discovered. It was Mr. McMahon's real hair all along. And he just lost it. Russell.
Bald-headed blue. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, Donald Trump is having a little too much fun here, JR. Hey, they're actually shaving Mr. McMahon's head. They got the.
I was a striking thing.
Hey, be careful.
A man's man.
JR, what are you smiling at? This is funny.
I'm not really smiling. You know, I've got Bill's palsy. I can't really smile big.
Oh, still, Mr. McMahon, you don't want to get nicked.
Well, WrestleMania 23 may be all grown up, but Mr. McMahon's hair has been all cut off.
Save a child, raise $1 million that last a while. Buy the parties, buy a horse, lose a couple, win that big divorce.
I wanna be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Saw my chance, I made my break. I jumped the biggest float in the Rose Parade. I got jailed, no disgrace. 100 million people saw my face. I called a conference with the press, and I
lost my marriage plans in a wedding dress. I climbed a building to stitch below on New Year's Eve without a stitch of clothes.
I wanna be in the headline. Anything to be in the headline.
As long as they spell my name right, I hope they can catch my best side. I popped out from a cake at the president's ball. What a big mistake. With 50 guns aimed at me, I was nearly killed, but what publicity? Nominated something big. I stole the hardest scene since the Globe and Trail. But due to me, here comes the light. But I was starving then, so that's alright.
I wanna be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
As long as they spell my name. Catch my best side. Keep my sidewalk standing, stop right. Feel free to walk on me tonight. Just don't spit on me.
Yeah, I'm the tax man, and you're someone at the front door. Yes. Between 11 and 12 Thursday, right? Okay, fine. Bye.
Kate.
Good to see you. Mary's on vacation, so I have to be my own receptionist. How am I doing?
I hope you're not going to keep me waiting today. I want to get to the museum early. I have to be at lunch by 12:30 with Mike and his mother.
No waiting. Go right in. The doctor will be with you shortly. So, what's happening?
My mother's driving me crazy as usual.
Did you talk to her?
Mm-hmm. She's hinting around about surprising me for my birthday.
Ah. She's going to come up from Florida, is she?
That's her surprise.
How do you feel about seeing her?
Well, I feel I should want to see her. It's been 6 months since we've been down there, but she'll just ruin my birthday. And it's my day, not hers.
Well, now, think. What are our options?
I could make up an excuse and tell her not to come.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do that. And let's not forget it's supposed to be a surprise. Anyway, it's not her. It's just I don't feel up to it, or her, or anything.
How are things going with Mike?
Fine.
Good.
No, they're not fine. What a dumb word that is. He gave me one of his wham-bang specials this morning, and I'm mad at him. Isn't that right? Shouldn't I be mad?
Yeah. Did you tell him?
What?
That you were mad at him.
Of course not. I moaned with pleasure at his touch. Isn't that what every man wants?
I don't know. Is it?
Don't start that stuff with me.
Don't you think you'd feel better if you snapped at Mike instead of me? Think about where your anger is going.
I'm sorry.
Stop apologizing. Tell Mike he makes you mad.
Tell him he stinks in bed?
Does he?
Yes.
Then tell him.
Maybe there's something wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Do you find me attractive?
Of course.
Would you want to sleep with me?
Yes.
Then why don't you?
Because I love my wife, and sleeping with you isn't worth jeopardizing my marriage. Is it worth it to you to jeopardize yours?
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
the jewels in heaven, they don't look the same to me. I just wait the tides to turn till I learn to leave the past behind. Only life is that I'm living. It's only tears that I'm crying. It's only you that I'm losing. Yes, I'm doing.
Sergeant Rollins has recommended that you receive a commendation.
Yes.
Yes. And I think you should bear the regimental colors.
Well,
it's considered quite an honor. Why not?
Well, I'm wanting to say something, sir, but I...
Go ahead.
All right. See, I ain't fighting this war for you, sir.
I see.
I mean, what's the point? Ain't nobody gonna win. It's just gonna go on and on.
Can't go on forever.
Yeah, but ain't nobody gonna win, sir.
Somebody's gonna win.
Who? I mean, you get to go on back to Boston, big house and all that. What about us? What do we get?
Well, you won't get anything if we lose. What do you want to do?
I don't know, sir.
It stinks, I suppose.
Yeah. Stinks bad. And we all covered up in it, too. I mean, ain't nobody clean. Be nice to get clean, though.
How do we do that?
We ain't help them kick in, sir. But I still don't want to carry your flag.
Someone's got it in for me. They're planting stories in the press. Whoever it is, I wish they cut it out quick. But when they will, I can only guess. They say I shot a man named Gray and took his wife to Italy. She inherited a million bucks, and when she died, it came to me. I can help it if I'm lucky. People see me all the time, and they just can't remember how to act. Their minds are filled with big ideas, images, and distorted facts. Even you, yesterday, you had to ask me where it was at. I couldn't believe after all these years, you didn't know me any better than that. Chestnut mare shoot through my head, and I'm making me see stars. You hurt the ones that I love best and cover up the truth with lies. One day you'll be in the ditch, flies buzzing around your eyes, blood on your saddle. Yeah, you win, blowing through the bubble.
us down, and destiny which broke us apart. You tamed the lion in my cage, but it just wasn't enough to change my heart. Now everything's a little upside down. As a matter of fact, the wheels have stopped. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. You find out when you reach the top. Remember your face anymore. Your mouth has changed, your eyes don't look in the mind. The priest wore black on the seventh day and sat stone faced while a building burned. I waited for you on the running boards near the cypress tree while the springtime turned slowly into autumn. Separated you from me. You'll never know the hurt I've suffered, nor the pain I rise above. And I'll never know the same about you, your holiness or your kind of love. And it makes me feel so sorry.
Relax, lady. We are the next act. Let's get out the music, kid.
Go.
Got all the more.
introduce the band now. On bass, we got Quinn Quinley. Keyboards, Stuart Fairbanks. Drums, Sexy Charlie Tansy. Lead guitar, The Killer, Rick Diesel. Saxophone, Hilton Overstreet. And me. I'm Eddie Wilson.
Rock and roll!